afternoon, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. A Monday edition of the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and Donovan is not scheduled to join us. We didn't do any prep with Donovan, but I guess he was doing some media last night or earlier in the week that got played last night. Hello, Ike.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
So with the Phillies off today, and I was listening to the guys coming in, the Phillies off today, and they don't play until tomorrow. It definitely felt like a day we weren't going to spend a lot of time on the Phillies. So, you know, obviously we'll talk about the series and preview that big series against the Tigers, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had this circled beginning of the year. I'm like, yeah, Tigers, middle, end of July, ready to go. Today's an Eagle Day, man. Today is an Eagle Day. I heard Mr. Merrill on the way in, Merrill Reese. People are pumped up. People are excited about the team. We're excited. I'm excited. You're excited.
Of course.
Ben isn't excited because he's moving to New York, and what does he care about Philadelphia anymore? Hi, Ben. How you doing?
I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not Giants.
Yeah.
I won't be a Jets fan.
Not because of loyalty.
Be a Patriots fan. You're closer to the Patriots up there. Today's going to be an Eagle Day. And I'm going to make some observations based on after talking to friends. I had a wedding this weekend where I saw a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time, big-time Eagles fans. Everybody is Eagles, man, they're going to the Super Bowl. This is the most talented team they've had. This is a more talented team than 2017. I heard Merrill talking about it today. Mm-hmm. Zach Ertz is talking about how more talent on this team than 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, talented team, Mikey.
Yeah.
I love this. Is going to be a good season, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But I think I'm just I'm not going to tell people that they need to relax a little bit, right? Because I'm glad to see Eagles fans are excited, but listen, let's not get overconfident here. The players, let's not get overconfident. Merrill Reese, let's not get overconfident. Organization, let's not get overconfident. We don't have a football game for a while. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the Eagles aren't, they're going to make the playoffs this year. They're a good team, Mike. But I guess I'm just not as sold on the Eagles as most people are.
Well, where does the skepticism come from?
Well, I'm just saying, like, listen, the Eagles are good. The Eagles are one of the top four teams in the NFC. But, I mean, you know, does anybody not think they're one of the top four teams in the NFC? Right? I mean, I know that. People are acting like they're the top team in the NFC.
Well,
people are acting like they're the top team in the NFC East, which I don't even know if I agree with.
Yeah, I would say top four team in the NFL. And, yeah, top team in the NFC. I could see why some would think the Eagles are the top team in the NFC. I mean, when you look at things, the ingredients, the formula that you want to have for success to give you a real chance at winning the Super Bowl, starts with a franchise quarterback. You got to have that. You got to have an experienced coach.
Big game
experience.
Got that.
Doug's been in the playoffs two straight years. He's won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that. You got to have good play on the lines. Right, offensive line and defensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's where you may get a little bit of a question mark on either side of the line. Age, health, those are concerns amongst the line.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I look at the Eagles, and I can understand where some people are even picking the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl, even win the Super Bowl, is because there are no perfect teams in the NFL, in my opinion.
All right.
You know, and so when you look at the Eagles up and down their roster, the mixture of youth, the mixture of experience, championship experience, speed at the skill positions, what's the league all about? Do you have the ingredients to be successful in today's NFL? Yes, they do. Because it starts on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that. So, I mean, and you compare what they have up against some of the other teams in the NFC, it's pretty clear to me. I mean, it's pretty clear to me. I mean, it's question marks amongst people here.
Well, I mean, I'll give you my four reasons why I have cause for pause to sit here and say, even though I already predicted the Super Bowl for the Eagles, right? But that was the official after the schedule came out. But now with all this overconfidence, not only among the fans, forget about the fans for a second, the media. The organization, and we'll play what Merrill said. Merrill just said that this roster's great. This is, on paper, this is a great roster. You have it? Here's Merrill with this is middays today. Here's Merrill with the midday guys.
This, to me, is the best team that Doug Peterson has taken to camp, including the Super Bowl champions. This is his best team. This is his most complete team. and the offense has a lot of weapons and talented weapons.
Offense. You could make the case offense.
Right.
Offense. There's some question. And listen, there's still some question marks on offense for me. Running backs. This rookie, well, the Sproles, he's back. Never mind. We're good at running back.
I was
going to
say, what questions do you have at running back?
Man? Well, is Miles Sanders.
We got too many running backs.
Does Miles Sanders have hamstrings? Like, I'm a little bit worried about him. Anyway, yeah. Seriously, so here's my reasons. Pass rush from defensive ends. Fletcher's going to be a beast. Pass rush from defensive ends. Their two best pass rushers last year on the team.
Yeah.
How do you replace that? That's A. So when you don't have pass rush, you get more concerned about your corners, which I'm already concerned about as it is. So you have a combination of corners who are, listen, they brought back Ron Darby. I hated that move, but it tells you what they think of their existing corners. Ron Darby, secondary and defensive line, defensive ends, pass rush. Dude, they better be scoring 30, 35 points a game if they're going to win 10, 11, 12 games, Ike.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. Yeah, we're going to do that.
1-2, number three is the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I love Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is...
I don't really know if you love him, but Carson, okay. For the sake of this argument you're trying to make.
Carson Wentz needs to stay healthy. We know that. Mm-hmm. I hate even saying it, but he still needs to do it. So is that still, in my mind, a big question mark? Absolutely, it's a big question mark. Nick Foles isn't there this year. Mm-hmm. That's three, and you know what four is?
What's four?
The Cowboys. The Cowboys are a good team.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys have better personnel, right? I would say top to bottom. Certainly a more talented defense.
Top to bottom.
Well, I mean, I think if you average out the offense and the defense, maybe the Cowboys get to have a slight edge. Just comes down to the quarterbacks after that. Better running back, right? Better offensive line.
Whoa. They got the better running back.
Uh-huh. Better offensive line.
But they got one running back.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have a group of running backs. So our group of running backs, I'm just talking about production. Yeah, one-on-one, yeah, Zeke would win hands down. He's arguably the best running back in football. But he can only give you so much production. And if you're getting that the same amount of production from a group of players, okay, I'll give the Cowboys a slight edge.
Line?
Just saying, slight edge. The
offensive line?
Offensive line? I think that's a push.
I'll give you a push?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Cowboys line isn't as great as it used to be. Got a couple guys coming off injuries. We'll see. We'll see. And the Eagles got some question marks on their line as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give it a push.
Wide receiver leads
clearly the Eagles
and then the tight end. Certainly. Yeah. But then you know what it comes down to?
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Well, I mean, you can do that too. That's still the Eagles.
Okay, on paper, sure.
Yeah,
on paper.
Still the Eagles, yeah.
Okay. All right, on paper. You know, if
no,
you
No, in reality,
well, I mean,
he's
but,
better.
But if you look on paper the last however many years, you'd get a different answer to who's had better results.
Sure, but that's not what we're arguing. We're talking about going forward this year.
We are.
Yeah, we're talking about going forward this year. We're not talking about what's happened in the past. We're looking at this team, how it's stacked up against the Cowboys team. Cowboys won the division the last two out of the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good team.
All right.
But you said they are head and shoulders above the Eagles.
I said top to bottom, you would probably take the Cowboys.
Man.
Based on the defense. Based on the defense.
I'll give them the edge on defense.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give them the edge on defense.
Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. I'm back.
He's back. We know.
It's a Monday. You know, I look at the Cowboys and the Eagles right now, and you could give an edge to the Cowboys. You could give an edge to the Eagles. I think the wild card with the Cowboys is Ezekiel Elliott. He may not come to camp. You know,
how about that?
Could that cause some issues if he does come to camp?
That's what I'm saying. That's the other edge the Eagles have. They don't have the potential for drama that the Cowboys have.
No?
With the quarterback, the receiver, and the running back, their best player. Like, that could be an issue for the Cowboys. I mean, Dak has to play his final year, playing for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zeke may hold out. As a matter of fact, if I were Zeke, I mean, I don't know if he's ever going to have more power than he has this year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I say that. Because exactly what you just said, they are a good football team. And is this their best chance to actually win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl for the first time? This type of talent on their team. Well, guess what? If they don't get home field advantage, then they got to go on the road. That's not going to happen. And if Zeke is holding out and they're losing games, that's another year that Jerry Jones goes without seeing this team win the Super Bowl. So if I'm Zeke, you can't win without me.
So he holds the cards. Norman, players don't hold the cards. It feels like that maybe he's got a pocket pair.
A little bit. Only because of the expectations and where the Cowboys are. You got a head coach in his lame duck year.
Yeah, who's an idiot.
You got the quarterback in his final year
of his
deal.
I agree with you.
So, I mean.
I agree with you. And by the way.
So that whole thing can blow up down there if Jerry Jones and the front office don't handle it correctly.
He could also report and be worse. He'd be worse off by him reporting.
Right.
And causing friction everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean. I guess
another reason the Eagles are going to win.
I guess that's why where I am right now, which is. The Eagles are a playoff team. There's no doubt about it. But as we sit here, the week training camp starts, I'm not living off of that schedule release high where I'm saying 12-4. Let's go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I got 12-4.
You got them?
I got at least 12 wins.
I worry about the Zach Ertz's, where this is a more talented roster. That's great. You can talk about having a more talented roster, but that doesn't mean anything.
I think I saw somewhere where USA Today picked the Chargers and the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl.
And that's point number six.
There you go.
Everybody say Carson Wentz. Oh, he's MVP. Oh, he's going to win the MVP. Lou Riddick, USA Today, all these other talking heads.
Yeah.
Oh, the Eagles are the sexy pick. I don't like it, man. I don't like it.
Smart people.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. So I guess the question is, or I guess the statement is with the Eagles, yeah, the Eagles are a good team, but I think we're getting a little bit carried away, Ike, including you. I think we're getting a little bit carried away with where we are right now.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was not a great year last year, by any means.
I know it's uncomfortable when you see talent. It's almost like you don't believe it. It's like, man, is this really our team? But it's okay to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
We won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
We did.
It happens.
We did.
It happens.
This fan base got carried away last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Team got carried away last year, too.
It did, man. It did. They still made the playoffs.